BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Monday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast, starting now. Chris is back, so are our bangers. It's the last in our current series of Instant Dragon's Den. You pitch directly to Deborah Meaden when she's at home. And our weekly Strictly update with Judge Rinder. Has he fallen out with his dance partner yet?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
We're back on, it's Monday lunchtime.
Yeah.
And this is Scott Mills. Chris is back. Hi.
What have I missed?
Wow. You've missed, loads.
It all feels different being back.
It's weird after a week being, like, any work, you come back, you're like, is this my desk? I forgot my log on.
And sometimes you come back from holiday and you wonder if you still have a desk. But you know what? It's still there. Yeah. Same clothes on it and everything.
Yeah, I mean, one day that will happen. I'm surprised it hasn't already. I will come in one day and my pass won't work.
I've heard rumours.
Like, about what?
No, not that you're... Not that. No, I've heard rumours that what happens is, like, someone just comes through with a big bag and sort of clears it off.
Yeah, I mean, that has happened to some of my friends at another radio station where they literally just put all your stuff in a bin bag and call you a taxi. They don't you're a taxi. They ring one for you and say, yeah, you're off.
Mm.
Yeah, one day I won't have a desk here anymore. Have I still got a desk, by the way?
You do. You just don't really visit it very often.
Okay, just checking.
It's more like a desk in homage to you.
Anyway, it's good to have you back.
It's really good being back.
There was one point last week when I was really worried about you.
Oh, mate.
Your Twitter videos, what happened?
So, like, I don't go on holiday very often. Decided to go to Spain on holiday because I just thought it was fairly easy for me. Entry-level holiday.
Yeah,
you know, wasn't like I was trekking around the world.
Yeah, because going far away really stresses you out, like really far.
Yeah.
So Spain, good. Yeah,
You went to Spain, a place called Javier, which is lovely, but then all of a sudden, like, looked out the window and there was fires approaching, and then they just got closer and closer to the point where we had to leave, and there was all these forest fires. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard about it over here, but I think it ended up making the news. So at one point I was in, the beach was getting evacuated. It was all on.
It looked ridiculous and quite scary.
Really scary.
Yeah.
Really scary. But yeah, anyway, it only lasted a couple of days and the rest of the holiday was all good.
I thought you were joking at first because you sent me a text going, I think my apartment's about to be on fire. I replied with, ha 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 ha. So don't ever contact me in an emergency.
Mm.
I don't know what, I think everything's a joke with you.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
I thought it was massively inappropriate, text back, but then I realised that you thought I was joking.
And then I woke up in the morning and you were on Twitter Moments and I was like, oh, okay, that's a real thing then. But everything's fine, right?
Of course,
everyone there is fine.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there was a few people whose places got burnt down.
Yeah.
The fire was like 50 metres, I reckon it was, from my apartment.
Yeah, I did see it on the news later in the day.
It was bad, but look, it was a nice break. It's good to be back.
This could only happen to you on holiday.
Of course it could. I probably won't go on holiday again.
No, ever. I've got to say, though, this is the best tan you've ever had.
Cheers, man.
It's like two shades less white now. It's really good. That's an achievement for you.
Also, I'll tell you the way to do it with a tan is don't bother taking your top off because then you get too hot and sweaty. So it is better to just keep the T-shirt on.
I was a T-shirt on at all times.
Yeah, of course. But but then just tan in the other places. Then you don't really get burnt. Plus, you come away with a cracking tan.
So above the T-shirt line, that's just white as not. Oh, yeah, it's really white there, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo, we are joined by former international cricketer Graham Swann.
So good, this one. But what I love about this is, you know, every now and then you step in personally to book people for Innuendo Bingo. You take pride in it sometimes.
I do. I like to do my bit, you know, and try and book the guests where I can.
Is this one of those?
Yep. The chin is on tomorrow.
The chin, yeah.
Swanee, 1:45.
Have you ever been to the cricket?
No.
Have you ever watched cricket?
So 1:45 tomorrow. It will give us the excuse to roll out some classic Innuendo Bingo cricket clips. For instance, this one.
Oh, he's got him. It's a beauty. Aranga takes it up the slope.
Yeah. All of these.
Morgan has been disappointing. He doesn't look himself. He doesn't look entirely confident. I think perhaps the addition of an extra man in the ring, which you have to have now, so you have to have five men in the ring instead of four, has actually inhibited him.
So... I'm quite big with the cricketers at the moment.
Mm.
I'm top of their mind. You know Phil Tufnell?
Yes.
Tuffers?
Yeah.
Right, he gave me as a wrong answer about diving on Question of Sport last week on the telly. Listen to this.
Diving, please, sir.
Diving. Who was partnering Jack Law to gold?
Jack Law was the one I knew. What was his name? Oh, I know his name. Mills and Scott. Scott. No, no, not Scott.
That's Scott Mills you're thinking of.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Tuffers.
What's going on there?
He thought that I was Jack Law's diving partner at the Olympics, and I'll take that. Because me and Chris Mears quite look the same. Lookalikes almost.
But what a strange thing that was in his mind.
I know.
He's obviously seen you and Chris Mears and put two and two together. And
like I said, very similar.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Judge Rinder.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Are you all right?
Well, I'm with Oksana in our training room, and she's sort of giving me her whole, you know, her all of her faces. She's not happy at the moment that we've stopped to talk to you. I don't know why. When I said I was speaking to you, she was sort of a bit worried I might catch something like bad dancing.
Yeah.
She didn't think it was sufficiently inspirational.
I don't think you can catch her over the phone. Is she aware of my moves?
Well, I did show her the crab.
Oh,
but
thanks.
It didn't translate well, to be honest with you, Scott.
And how is the training going, Judge Rinder?
Well, I'm actually rather tired. It's exhausting. I thought I was sort of fit, but it's sort of... All parts of my body have been moved. They haven't really ever been moved before, not by anybody, ever.
Well, Oksana's done that to you.
She really has. It's confusing on all sorts of levels.
Yeah, Scott. That happens.
Yeah, that does happen.
That does happen.
Well, did it happen to you?
Well,
be honest.
Be honest, yes, quite. I'll know. I can tell whether you're lying. What did you start getting all this hip action and then... end up terribly tired and confused.
I think it raises questions in your head, doesn't
yes.
it?
It does, including whether I'm getting some species of memory loss. I wake up in the morning thinking I can remember everything, and the next day I wake up thinking I can't remember any of it.
Yeah.
I feel incredibly old.
Oh, you sound a little bit down about everything. So...
No, I'm thrilled. I'm really happy. It's just been the ninth run through. There's something sort of, I don't know, wearying when she sort of says, you know, oh, I think you need to do it better in Russian every time. Here she is. Well, how do you think I'm getting on? I think she might be trying to sell you toothpaste. What
right.
was it you said?
Not bad. Неплохо.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I love it that Oksana's there. Can I speak to her?
Let me point you over. Hold on. There you are. He wants to talk to you. This was his move, Oksana. I'm doing it now. This was his best move.
Okay.
I'm doing it for you.
I think he's doing the crown.
Okay, there you are.
Hello?
Hi, Oksana, it's Scott.
How are you?
I'm good. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm good. That move looks like close your mouth.
Right.
Stop talking.
I think you'll find I made it to week six, Oksana. Anyway, so how's it going?
It's going good. Today was actually not bad, and I think you might deserve a little shopping award. We'll see. We still have to do it. Good twice in a row, and then we'll go from there.
I've had to intervene there. Look, just so you know, when she says the reward might be shopping, just so you're clear, that the reward is we can shop for her.
Right. What? And you pay?
Well, I don't know. I suppose that's expected, really.
So what are the treats for you, Judge Rinder? Because always with training, you get rewarded. Because I think after a while it gets very tiring, doesn't it, Scott? So you need treats. Sometimes it's donuts and stuff.
Well, I used to be rewarded with coffee. I remember Alison Hammond used to be rewarded with donuts.
She was rewarded with coffee?
Yeah, when she did well.
Hang on. You get rewarded with coffee. That's not a reward. I mean, not sort of in the modern world.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, what would you like?
Well, something better than coffee. Ooh, I've worked out all day. I think I deserve a coffee. That's a bit abstemious of you.
Okay, well, what would you like, though, as your treat?
Well, I'm not sure it's repeatable, is it? I mean, not from Oksana, but I mean, I don't... I certainly want something better than coffee.
Okay, can I let you into a little... Can Oksana hear me now?
No, can you hear... No, I'll tell her. Yeah, go on.
What? No, don't
yeah,
tell
he's
her.
He's talking. Yeah, what? Yeah, I'm having a secret.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm quite scared. I'm quite scared of her.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
I mean, the last person that got their dance steps wrong, she wasn't just cross with him. She went after the family.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine that.
Who wears the trousers in this relationship? Because I thought it was always the dancer that's sort of the boss,
definitely.
And proper strict. And that is Oksana, that person.
Well, I've got the judge's gown, and at the moment she's very much in the trousers. Although she sort of, I don't know if sort of, she sort of dresses with sort of degree of mild threat. She's shown up in camouflage gear every single day. I'm literally every day. There's a new, you know, it's like she's going, you know, if the cha-cha doesn't work out, she's going to find a hedge to do commando roles in.
Excellent. Have you had a falling out yet?
No. Well, I don't know, because when she sort of appears, insofar as it's possible, mildly frustrated, she sort of just speaks in Russian. I can get every third word.
Oh, yeah, of course you would be able to, yes.
Yeah. No. So far, she seems to be sort of slightly cheery.
Okay, it's good. Well, it's the first week.
What was your first week? Yeah, I'm interested to know. So at the end of your first week, when the sort of a dancer that you were dancing, your lovely dancer, sort of turned to you and said, gosh, was she happy, or was she sort of talking to you like a benevolent headmistress?
Yeah, well, no, she
was knowing that you were going to have to stay down for another year. So did she say, well, I think what you need to do is, what we need to do is help you.
She said, don't worry, we've got another 2 weeks yet.
Was she selling you words as originals as well? I don't, what was that? She's on, who was she?
That's Joanne. She's on the show with you.
Oh, I haven't seen her. Oh, is she Northern?
Yes.
All right, she said, oh, don't worry, you've got another 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I think you've gone
3 weeks.
Do you know what, you've only had 1 week of training, and already you sound like you've gone a little bit weird, Judge Rinder.
What do you mean a little bit weird? You can talk. Last time I saw you, you had more luggage in your right nostril than somebody going to Europe. How's that house of yours in Maidenhead, where you moved to be nearer to Theresa May, who spent the last week painting it? No, don't worry about me. My energy level is perfectly fine, Christopher.
Are you able to tell us what your first dance is or not?
No, I'm not yet.
Oh, I reckon not I know yet. It. I know it.
But what?
Go on, have a guess. I'm not going to tell you.
It's going to be Judge Related. I'm going to say it's going to be All Rise by Blue.
That's what I thought.
100%.
Who?
No.
Blue. Is it Blue or Rise?
It will be.
Is that actually a song by the group?
It will be.
All Rise by Blue.
Yeah, I thought you'd know that because it's...
It's All Rise.
It's a courtroom drama.
That sounds completely filthy. That's not a real song.
It's a real song, and I urge you to look it up.
Blue, hang on. There's a group called Blue, and they made a song called All Rise.
Yeah, like 15 years ago or more.
Was it like a sort of tongue-in-cheek thing?
Well, it feels like it is, but sadly not.
Oh, right. Well, I can say that that's not the song. We're not doing Blue's All Rise.
Okay. You're going to be absolutely fine. As I said last week, you're good.
I'm not good, no. I mean, but I can listen to what Oksana said. And I will repeat it to you, I don't mean to be cruel. I mean, not that I worry about that sort of thing.
No.
But I don't know, is that a compliment coming from you? I don't know, I suppose it is really.
I guess just take what you can get, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, Alex Ferguson couldn't run that fast, but, you know, he can spot a good footballer.
Exactly that. I've got to admit, from the opening dance, the one that you were all in, I slow-motioned the twirl that you did into shot, and it's quite incredible.
My twirl is incredible.
Yeah.
I think that might be the title of my autobiography, Scott.
Yes. Well, we'll leave it there, Judge, because I know that Oksana's staring at you.
I just want you to know this. I absolutely want you to know. You say Oksana is staring at me. She absolutely is doing that.
Uh-huh. She's like...
No, I'm not even joking.
Let's get back
She's
to training.
She's literally banging at her watch. This is the thing. So I said, well, what do I call you in rehearsals? And she said, Boginya, which in Russian means goddess.
Right, wow.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Okay, well, enjoy the rest of training today, and we'll speak to you next Monday, all right?
Have a nice day.
All right, love you, bye. Love Chris. To Oksana.
Okay, good luck with your house, Chris.
All right.
See you later, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Actual heart eyes for Judge Rinder, I think. He's so good.
Yeah.
He's going to be amazing. Once that show gets up and running, oh my word, it's going to be must watch.
I think it's when he has to answer back to the judges. That's going to be the real problem now.
It's going to be so good.
You can talk. Last time I saw you, you had more luggage in your right nostril than somebody going to Europe.
So much sass right there.
He's too easy to wind up as well.
He really is.
That's the thing. You say one little thing to him.
He's like, and that's when how dare you? Well, there's a time when you did this. So easy to wind up. Let's catch up with him next Monday. So good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, what's happening in the northeast of England now?
Great news. Right, friend of the show, Alan Shearer.
Yes, Shearer. Sorted us all out to do that alternative commentary at the Euros this year. What a ledge.
Absolute legend. And rightly so, has been given a statue in his honour, which has just been unveiled in Newcastle.
Quite right too.
Up to now, the statue's been covered in this sort of blue bag, but they tied it on
like
really
tight. Like the ones that give you in some newsagents.
Yeah, but they tied it on really tight, so you could clearly see that he was underneath and the pose that he was doing, except he looked blue.
So when they took it off, you're like, surprise, yeah, we know.
Yeah, he looked like an avatar up to now, but yeah. he's been unveiled. It's obviously a massively emotional moment. Alan Shearer put on Twitter, honoured to have my statue unveiled today in Newcastle. Thanks to everyone for their support during my career.
Can I see it?
Yeah. Well, here's what I want to point out is the statue itself is brilliant. He's okay. In the famous Alan Shearer pose.
Let's put this on our personal Twitters as well.
But
Scott Mills or Chris Stark?
I'm sure he'd agree. Just check out the face on the statue there.
That's not the right one.
It doesn't look like him, does it?
Is that the one?
That's the one they've
got. I thought you were showing me a different one.
No, so that's my concern, because it's clearly the pose of Alan Shearer.
But it's obviously...
it's really young Alan Shearer.
Can you show me again?
It's the... But you see what I mean? It's the face.
They've never met him.
It's like someone's... whoever's done the statue has never met him. And I appreciate it's hard to do someone's face in brass.
But it doesn't look like him. I'm really sorry if you created this statue. I'm really sorry.
And it's great that Alan Shearer's got a statue. That's
but I've met Alan Shearer.
That's not him. That's not him.
This is as good as the Zayn Malik one. Do you remember when Zayn Malik's statue? Is this statue or waxwork?
No, it's the face in sand.
Oh yeah, it was face in sand. Of course it was.
Yeah,
well remembered. I like that you remembered that. and Zayn's mum was there to kind of unveil it in Bradford. Mm. Once again. Didn't look like him.
It's good, but it's not quite right, is it?
So I've put it up on my Twitter now. The new Alan Shearer statue unveiled in Newcastle, a tribute to the great man. Did someone give them a picture of Steve Backshall?
It is a bit. The body's spot on. They've got the body spot on. They've got the pose.
How do you know what his body looks like?
Well, no, I mean the pose is right.
Okay, got you.
It's his famous celebration, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but it's not quite right.
BBC Radio 1.
I free all my sons. Love them, baby. Black diamonds are pearls.
Could it be? Could it be?
If I rule the world.
Imagine that. Imagine
really
that.
Good. That'll be in your most played videos, won't it, later on?
Everything Kano does, brilliant.
Kano, If I Ruled the World on BBC Radio 1. The videos are going to be up on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer later today. Tomorrow, yes, Christine and the Queens from Maida Vale. That's big. Last week, when you weren't here, Biffy Clyro were on. Oh, you missed them as well, Biffy Clyro.
Oh,
played Real or No Real.
Who else?
Ollie Murs.
Biffy. Jack Garrett,
yeah. That's it.
Okay.
It's a pretty good lineup for a week,
yeah,
right?
Amazing.
So Biffy covered Tilted and they smashed the French bit. So what I'd quite like to do in tribute, your job tonight is to learn the whole French talking bit.
No.
For tomorrow.
It's my first day back. That's
harsh. That's what teachers do.
No, you're like one of those teachers that gives all the massive homework first day back.
Yeah.
It's out of order.
So the whole French verse, please, tomorrow. If Biffy Clyro could, they learned it and they've been on tour and everything.
Was it proper though?
It was, right, listen back to it. Watch the video tonight. It was so good. I was well impressed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Right, let's get this party started. It's time for bangers. Not done it for a week, but Chris has picked a song, I've picked a song. Both of us believe that they are the best. You've got to come on and decide which one gets played. Brand new week. Yes, Sam.
Hi there, how's it going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Sam.
Are you proper?
Yeah, not too. Yeah, proper jaw, what are you saying, my booties?
Yes. So you're 21, you're from Cornwall.
Yeah, new kid I am.
Yeah, and part of our Young Farmer crew.
I am, certainly am. We got to be young farmers, you know. The young farmers got to bring generations through, sort of thing. So
yeah, it sounded like you're trying to make up a slogan there, but it kind of worked. What's life like in Newquay right now?
It's not too bad, actually. The weather's a bit overcast at the minute, but it's we're spreading manure at the minute, so it's not too bad, really.
Mm. Well, so manure by day, and then what tonight? A bit of Send Your Dicks?
Well, no, actually, it might be an Indian.
Oh, so, lush. What, a curry with the young farmers tonight?
It was, no, the curry was last night, unfortunately, but it might be another curry again because I just got a little bit left over.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I got you.
Oh,
okay.
It's tricky on a Monday night as well. No Dirty Bertie's on a Monday, is there?
No, there isn't, no.
Curry on a Monday, you dirty...
Yes.
Anyway, so this is what I've got for you today. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love a bit of Katy.
Right.
Yeah, it does sound right. Proper.
Proper.
Firework. One of her best.
God, it's weird hearing this song in the summer. Right, you can have that, Sam, or you can have this.
Piggity Puff.
Listen, a song with the words Piggity Puff is good by me. This is Busta Rhymes. Thank you. Oh, come on, Sam, this could be so good.
Yeah, I think I've made my decision up already. You know, yeah,
already?
Proper.
I have.
Jiggly Puff.
And I'm sorry, but there's always got to be one winner and there's got to be one loser. And from the start of your song, it was just a clear winner.
Oh.
So I'll have to go with Chris.
Yes, he's back.
Yeah. Y'all, swag mania pop that goes most. Carry the most beautiful with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close. Gross when we give them a dose. Got them OD and leaning in each coast. Scenery froze. Take notes. Rock boats. Diamonds that fit us. Chanel minks in the winter. Who fucking with us? We coming to give them the shivers. Water we flow. Spilling like rivers. Flooding the street. Hoping to swimmers move with gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seat filling. Get up when I show up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remind me, who was on that track?
Oh, wait up. I've got the register here.
Busta Rhymes,
Q-Tip, Kanye West, Lil Wayne.
Zippity boop.
Quite overstaffed and quite smug, I find. When you know when they're doing their thing there.
It's piggity
like
puff.
Yeah, they're all trying to beat each other. But words like piggity buff, jiggly puff,
zippity boop.
Actually ridiculous.
Yeah, great tune that one.
Yeah.
Definitely yes.
Zippity boop, piggity puff, poopity buff.
More tomorrow. At 2:40 on BBC Radio 1. Is it called Thank You?
Yes.
How did you think of that?
It just came to me when I was in Spain. I thought, do you know what? Bangers.
Makes mine look really ordinary. Okay, more tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you went on holiday last week and there were a lot of forest fires.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it wasn't ideal.
No. You get back home yesterday, decide to do, what is it, like a spot of cleaning because you've been away for a week?
Yeah. Yeah, well, also, just bought my first house, basically, and I'm trying to actually make it work. I've still only got a barbecue in there.
So no other way of cooking apart from the barbecue?
No.
Lads, what a lad's thing to buy first.
But everything takes 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
So I'm learning all of this. Anyway, I had to hoover a load of dust that's there. Just got back from holiday, so thought... It's not funny. Because it's cost me greatly. So I thought I'd try and hoover the TV because it was dusty.
What, so you, well, maybe you dust it then, as opposed to like hoovering it.
Everyone on Twitter said this afterwards. I don't see why it was so unreasonable to think that you could hoover the TV.
So you actually put in the nozzle thing on the TV.
So I dismantled the hoover, so it was like on an arm thing, went after the TV and I've smashed the TV trying to hoover it.
Or the actual screen.
I hate how much joy it brings you.
What a week you've had.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, for the last time, this current series... It's time for another Instant Dragon's Den. I can put you through directly to Deborah Meaden's home phone if you've got an invention or idea that you think could fly.
Skips out all the drama, really, doesn't it, Scott? Skips out that tricky lift that you've got to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to face the dragons.
Don't have to even meet them. It's all on the phone.
You don't have to talk to Evan Davis, even though he is a lovely guy.
Yeah. Okay, Liam, hello.
Hi there, Scott.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Wakefield at the moment.
Okay. How convinced are you that Deborah Meaden will love your idea?
I'm convinced. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's perfect.
When did you come up with it?
I came up with it a few years ago. I was sat in a takeaway eating some cheesy chips.
Don't tell me anymore. Don't tell me anymore. You're going to ruin it for me.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
That sounds good, though, Scott, because all good ideas come in those kind of locations, the pub or the takeaway place.
You're not wrong. Okay, so you know how this is going to work. I'm going to connect you to Deborah, and you're going to have to pitch like you've never pitched before.
Right, okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi there, Deborah. It's Liam calling here from Wakefield. How are you doing?
Right, so I don't know Liam from Wakefield, so I'm guessing, let me guess, Scott and Chris?
Scott and Chris have put me through to you. Yes.
Hello, Liam. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I think you'll be even better when you've heard my idea today, Deborah. It's
right.
It's spot on.
Right.
So my idea, Deborah, you're sat in a takeaway and you're eating your cheesy chips. Now, if you've ever had cheesy chips at a takeaway, you just get a box of chips, a layer of cheese on the top. But when you've eaten your top layer of chips, you've run out, you're just left with a box of chips. Obviously, if I'd have wanted a box of chips, I would have just paid for a box of chips. So my idea is to create chips with cheese that are inside of the chips. So all the way down to the very last chip, it's nice and cheesy for you. Everybody's a winner.
Right. I must be honest, I don't think I've ever had cheesy chips. But so your idea is that if you have cheesy chips, and I'm assuming they are, as you say, they're what they say on the tin, they're just chips with cheese on top?
That's exactly right, Debbie.
Right. So Liam, I probably never speechless.
I knew it was a good idea.
Speechless. Did you want some investments, or was it just you just phoned me up to have a chat and tell me you had a really good idea?
Well, to be honest, Deborah, you know, I thought if you thought it was a good idea, we could maybe partner up, go into business, and between us, we could make a lot of money together, Deborah.
You see, this is one of the easiest pitches I've ever had, because people normally ask me for money.
Right. Well, obviously, Deborah, if you feel like it's a good idea and we can team up together, why don't we make some money together? Again, everybody's a winner.
You haven't really thought about that that investment side of it, have you? You just sort of, you know, phone me for a chat about an idea. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I suppose you could say that.
Okay, well, let's focus on the idea, because this might be one of the quickest decisions I've ever made.
Okay.
Which could be really good or really bad. The bad news is I think it's really bad, because I think it would be an awful lot easier just to put the cheese in the bottom of the cheesy dips, and then you could dip your chips in if it really mattered that much. Or you do that wonderful thing. I've never had cheesy chips, but I usually like, you know, when I have things like that, I always think I like that it's all on top, and I kind of, you know, it's really, really concentrated at the top. Or if I really cared about it, then I might just sort of, you know, mix them up a bit so that the cheese would drop through to the stuff at the bottom. But I can't believe I'm having this conversation. Liam, you have reduced me to discussing how cheese sits on chips.
It's a big thing, Deborah. It's a big thing. You go into any city on a Friday night and people will tell you they're disappointed with their cheesy chips.
Yeah. Well, I'm really, really not convinced. But I thank you for bringing that problem into my life. I won't be spending too long worrying about it, but I certainly won't be investing in it. So it was lovely to have a chat with you, Liam, but I'm out.
One last thing, Deborah. Just tell me before you go, what do you like to eat on a night out? After you've been and had a few beverages, what do you like to go and have to eat before you go home?
Oh, to be fair, you cannot. You can't beat a kebab, can you?
A good kebab is good. What about a kebab with cheese, Deborah? You could put cheese inside
it. I see what's happening here. We need to stop this now. I see what's happening.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Deborah. And if you change your mind, you know where I am.
Of course. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, Liam.
I know. I still think it's a brilliant idea, though, Scott.
Do you know, Chris was sat here going, this is a great idea, weren't you?
I was applauding. Liam, I think you're a genius. I've had this problem for so long, they just dump the cheese on the top of the chips.
All on the top, and the bottom ones are disappointing.
I've asked for cheesy chips, not cheese on chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously if you wanted to take it a little bit further, you could put cheese inside a slice of bread for cheese on toast.
That way
you don't have to sit and watch. You don't have to watch your cheese on top of your toast, and it's either not done enough or it's too burnt.
Well, that's a cheese toasty, mate.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
That's it. But again, you don't have to mess about putting the cheese inside.
You are a visionary, my friend, and for that we congratulate you. And you did amazing to get her back after the first time out. I've never heard that before on Instant Dragon's Den.
I do try my best, and you can't hide away from a good idea, Chris, can you?
Well, listen, you know, it's all in the hands of the dragon, and we both loved it.
Well, let me know if you guys want to put a bit of money in.
I've got no money. Scott's got loads.
We haven't got that kind of money to be throwing around, I'm afraid, Liam.
Well,
that's not true.
It could revolutionise the takeaway industry, Scott.
I know,
Liam. I think you're the new Harry Ramsden. I really do. I think you're one to watch.
Keep an eye open. Watch this space.
I'm going to be thinking about the cheese in the chips all day because I don't understand why that hasn't been done. Genius.
Well, you enjoy it. Next time you go out for a takeaway, just think, you know, these chips, they'd be so much better if they had cheese inside them.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Liam.
No problem at all.
Really good to speak to you. Thank you for being on Instant Dragon's Den today.
You too. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Liam.
Thanks very much.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Game changer, that idea. Cheesy stuffed chips, says Emma.
I'm just thinking with my chef's hat on how that could actually work. Because honestly, it must be the future right there. And all I can think is that what you do is you make cheesy mash like you would with normal chips, except I'm not 100% sure how you make chips in the first place, but you use cheesy mash instead of the normal mash.
You're not sure how you make chips?
All right. What I'm saying is, can you not make some cheesy mash balls and fry them or something? Is that not where we're at with this?
I don't know. Kate in Newcastle says, I'm intrigued how Liam would get cheese inside the chip. Does he know their potatoes? You knew their potatoes, right?
Yeah, obviously I know the potatoes, but what we're saying is, can we not mess around with the inside of them to get a bit of cheese in there?
The thing is, they're kind of solid chunks before cooking. So what happens? Do we syringe?
Hollow it out.
Do we syringe the cheese in when it's cooked?
Brilliant idea.
Yeah?
So unless we can hollow out a bit of the potato at the start and then chop it up from there, what we're trying to do here is get the cheese inside.
And these are the things that keep us awake. Someone says that in Dublin, there's a place that already does it. There's cheese inside chips. They're called million-dollar fries.
Oh, OK. Yeah, because there's a few people saying there's people that layer the cheese throughout the chips, which is a good idea, but it's not quite right.
Not quite the same. If anyone knows how to do this, let us know, please. I mean, we could pick up the slack here, because I think Meaden could have missed a trick.
Yeah, and you've got the money to back this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Dev.
Hi, Scott.
Do you know what's got the nation talking today?
No, go on.
Oh, wow. You know cheesy chips?
Right.
With cheese on the top ones, but then none on the bottom, no cheese.
Right,
so
okay.
we had Liam on, our listener, who rang up Deborah Meaden. We do this thing called Instant Dragon's Den, where instead of actually going on the TV show Dragon's Den, if you can't be bothered with that.
Takes too long.
Yeah, we just call up Deborah Meaden, the new picture idea. And it's really got people going, hasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, well, what Liam was suggesting is that actually we have chips with the cheese inside the chips.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, it's really got people going.
But wouldn't it be someone's job to individually insert some cheese into chips? That's quite a long job, isn't it?
Yeah, but it could fly as a business opportunity, I think. I think when Deborah said no to it, she said, I'm out.
What?
I'm stupid, I think.
Her loss.
Yeah. All right, so Dev's in for Greg today. I'm going to play Real or No Real now.
Men spend an average of 3 weeks of their lives waiting outside changing rooms for their partners.
I can't do it.
What?
I couldn't do it.
What can you do?
Just waiting outside a changing room. I'd wander off, I reckon.
Well, have you never done it?
No.
You've never done this?
No, never. I go clothes shopping maybe 3 times a year.
Right.
And this is how I do my clothes shop. They're nice, like that t-shirt, done. There we go.
Oh, it's the same as Chris.
Yeah, but you know what size you are.
Yeah.
Right? Medium, everything.
Yeah, I'm not got in there trying it on. And if I do get home and it doesn't fit, just store it down the bottom of my wardrobe. Yeah.
You don't even take it back.
No, I bet you say that you're going to take it back. Yeah, I bet you're like me. You say that you're going to take it back, and then you realise that 30 days sort of expired about 3 months ago.
Yeah. You just got a wardrobe half filled of clothes you'll never wear.
I would love to see you two shopping together because it sounds like you're very similar boys.
Well, it
boys.
Wouldn't happen.
No, it would
That's
never
the
happen.
Point. We would never go shopping together.
No. It really stresses him out. I've taken him clothes shopping before.
By force?
No, you wanted a suit.
No, it's whenever there's like a Radio 1 event.
Oh, we
got to wear.
To scrub you up.
It's even like, even the Teen Awards was a tricky one, wasn't it? Because I wasn't sure what to wear to that. So you insisted we went shopping.
Yeah. I mean, I've probably waited 3 weeks of my life outside a changing room for you, and we're not even doing it.
Wait, was that the one we had to find the white suit?
There was, I think, at Wimbledon, we had to go. So anyway, the point is, you take me shopping, I don't particularly like it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is massive generalisation here, isn't it? That men are the ones waiting outside. But saying that, for whoever's waiting outside, it's boring.
Yeah.
Why don't they set up some games consoles?
Well, aren't there in places, there's some places like big shopping cities, I don't know if they do them here, but definitely in the States, I've seen pictures where they have like a man crash.
Do they?
They have like soft play area. for men. For adult men, yeah, with, I don't know, magazines.
I mean, it is stereotyping a little bit there, isn't it? Assuming that all men just want the same thing if it's the men waiting outside.
Yeah.
But, you know, a PlayStation or something would be good out there. Oh, they never think of it.
I'd be happy to flip through a Cosmo.
Yeah.
I would. It's just magazines.
That's what I mean, but give something to do. Because sitting there on a chair or a bench at times, aimlessly waiting, is horrible.
It's definitely enough of a thing that 3 weeks seems very likely.
Yeah.
I reckon this is real.
Yeah.
Three weeks of your life?
Yeah, in total. So how long are we saying the relationship is? What, 30, 40 years before you die, before one of you dies?
Yeah.
Good.
Cheerful.
Three weeks of their lives. The thing is, if you do anything over the course of your life, it's going to add up. That sounds like a lot, but you could say that about anything.
Yeah.
Like time on the loo, anything. So I'm going to say real.
Yeah, that one is real.
Yes. Real, yes. A recent poll revealed that men spend 23 minutes hanging around per shopping trip, with two shopping trips on average per month. That equates to 9 hours and 22 minutes per year, which over a lifetime does equal a massive 3 weeks of your life. And next.
Using Whatsits to curl your hair is the latest trend to take the world of fashion by storm.
What a great idea.
Can I...
No curling tongs, just use these Whatsits.
Can I speculate where this came from, this trend?
Go on.
Liverpool.
Why?
Because Liverpudlian girls are the only ones who can pull off curlers in your hair on holiday. No one
Quite
noticed
stereotypical
that?
This again.
No, yes. It's not.
But we've all seen them.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Next time, Liverpool. Well,
no, I knew it.
I'll say this. Next time
you're on holiday and you see a girl with curlers in, walk up to her, ask where you're from.
Liverpool.
Every time.
And it's a compliment, Liverpudlians out there.
Consistent as gravity.
I am going to have to chip in here and say, actually, my mate who went to Liverpool Uni, that was something I noticed as well, is that all day long, like around campus and shopping centre, there's curlers in hair.
Yeah.
Told you.
All day.
Told you.
Just to get ready for the evening.
Yeah. My friend Sarah is an expert hair curler, Liverpool.
Yeah. Of course. Nowhere else in the UK. Nowhere else.
Nowhere.
So how do they work? So is it just over the course of a day they just slowly curl the hair? Is this what the Whatsit solves? It just happens quicker?
I just think if you don't actually have any curling tongs, just get yourself a Whatsit, curl it around. Your hair then does smell of cheese.
Do you know, is that what you want?
No, that's why I don't think this is going to be real, because you can't... You know, Whatsits are messy. They're an underrated crisp, but they're messy.
Wouldn't it break as well if your hair's going around it?
But you never know with fashion trends, though. Bum bags are a thing now, aren't they?
Oof,
bum
yeah.
bags are all the rage.
Not for me.
5 years ago, big, glittery, sparkly bum bags.
Have to get yours out again,
Chris.
You
know, well on trend.
Where's that a trend, then? Where have you seen that?
Everywhere.
Florida.
Yeah.
And other places.
Is it? Yeah. I wasn't aware that was a thing.
Like I said, get yours back out.
What do you mean, get mine back out?
The one you had before.
What one?
You used to wear a bum bag?
Yeah, I didn't wear a bum bag.
How long ago
were
you talking?
He did. And he's like, I know he's still got it.
I wore a bum bag when I was younger and go on holiday. That was the only time I wore a bum bag.
You've still got it.
Yeah, get it back out.
Real or no real? Whatsits, curling your hair is the latest trend to take the fashion world by storm.
What do you reckon?
I mean, this is stupid enough to be real.
No, I'm going no real.
I'm going real.
That one is real.
Yes!
It's kind of true. Well, it's not taking the fashion world by storm, but beauty vlogger Bunny Mayer has filmed herself using Whatsits to curl her hair, and it does work. She's also used a marshmallow in the past.
Can you eat them afterwards?
It doesn't mean it's good,
does it?
It's just someone finding different things to curl with.
Beauty vloggers.
Oh, I'm going to curl my hair with a sausage. Just because you're curling your hair with,
do
with
what you
something
want,
doesn't mean it's the latest trend. She's
one
just
direction.
Trying different things.
All right.
One Direction star Harry Styles has been recorded sleep-talking on a flight from LA, saying, "I heart Taylor. Taylor, I heart you."
Oh. I always wonder about that with famouses on planes. Obviously, they're up the top, aren't they? They're in like the nice bit with all the posh food and that.
They go left.
They do go left. Yeah. But there must be other people in there like do listen in on what they're saying, or like if they're sleep-talking, watching, having a look at what films they watch, seeing if they've had the bread roll or not.
I don't know what's weirder or more creepy, someone talking in their sleep or somebody filming somebody sleeping. It's both of them.
Oh, well,
if you're sleeping next to Harry Styles, you're probably going to film it.
Well, here's the thing. It was recently, was it Niall? Had a picture taken of him and he was not happy. Because it's like, that is your private time. Don't film me asleep. It's weird.
Yeah,
I get that.
I once had a guy stood next to me in a urinal in a nightclub who wanted a picture. I was like, can we wait till I finished first, at least?
Or you waited, did you?
You kindly obliged, though, but there and then, didn't you?
Yeah, no.
I've had a selfie at the urinal before.
Oh, no.
Not me taking, I should point out.
You did, didn't you have one with Hugh Grant?
I didn't ask for a selfie. No, that was a very strange situation. I thought I was having a conversation about cricket in the toilet with someone I couldn't, you know, it was just a voice at that point because he was in the cubicle. And came out, it was Hugh Grant.
Whoa, wait. No, you're missing too many details out of the story. How did you even start up the conversation? If he was in a cubicle and you were on your
It was this charity night that Scott had invited me along to, ends up in having a conversation with Hugh Grant.
But I didn't realise until he walked out and zipped up.
Yeah.
How did you start the conversation?
Oh, I don't know.
Such a vital
Did you
detail.
Just say loudly, cricket was good, wasn't it? Hoping that Hugh Grant, after four weddings and a funeral, would reply.
No, I didn't know he was in there. Also, I've struck up conversation in the toilets here with Daniel Radcliffe, David Guetta.
Really?
Yeah.
I've creeped everybody out when I've tried to... I remember I stood next to... Roshan used to work on the show.
Yeah.
And I can't remember somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I stood right in between them and I looked at both of them and went, hey, P-buddies, because we had the same schedule.
Oh, no.
They hated it.
Yeah. I know, okay. He always talks
written
people.
Warning about it.
All right, Harry Styles being recorded on a flight. The thing is, when people sleep talk, it's normally gobbledygook. It's not normally stuff that makes sense. So right, I think it could have been
I heart Taylor. But no real. Chris?
I'm going to go no real.
And Dev?
Please be real.
That one is no real.
No, but an anonymous fan did post online that on a recent flight from LA, Harry was kind and mature beyond his years. I would say that too. And... he wheezes when he sleeps. Oh, how adorable. At the end of that round of real or no real.
All right, it's a draw. I got 20. Dev, you got 20.
Yeah.
What's on today, Dev?
Greg's got a secret he's been keeping for quite a while, but I've unveiled it.
Well, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, why didn't you say the text that you sent me? Was it yesterday or the day before?
Which one?
Related to this song.
Oh, no, I was a bit tired and emotional.
Hey, can we get the Chainsmokers on the show? I was like, that's random. And we can.
I was on holiday.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. I'm obsessed with Chainsmokers. We'll get them on. Crashing, hit a wall. Right now, I need a miracle. Hurry up now, I need a miracle. Why were you so obsessed with Chainsmokers and why do you want to get them on the show?
Just think they're really good.
They're amazing. I couldn't tell you what they look like, do you?
I don't think that matters for radio, though, does it?
No, it doesn't at all. I mean, I'm sure they're nice guys. Two guys, right? Yeah.
But I'm saying let's get them on the show.
I never knew what Cigala looked like until the live lounge.
It's sometimes quite a shock, isn't it?
Not Cigala, I'm not saying that. That wasn't a shock.
Is it Alex Clare that was a shock for me?
Word. Yeah, I know, a fisherman.
I just wasn't expecting it.
I wasn't. Looked like a fisherman. Why is there a fisherman in the live lounge? Oh, Captain Birdseye. Oh, in the live lounge there. It was Alex Clare. Back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on Radio 1 and getting very wet at 1:45, former international cricketer Graham Swan. The Chin. Swanee. On Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.